You may be seated. Our scripture today is yet another psalm, Psalm 73 is plea for relief from oppressors. And it's a psalm of Asaph. And it's a psalm that has a lament in it, and then it is a psalm that has where I find the answers. It says, "Truly God is good to the upright, to those who are pure in heart. But as for me, my feet had almost stumbled. My steps had nearly slipped, for I was envious of the arrogant. I saw the prosperity of the wicked, for they have no pain. Their bodies are sound and sleek. They are not in trouble as others are. They are not plagued like other people. Therefore, pride is their necklace. Violence covers them like a garment. Their eyes swell out of fatness. Their hearts overflow with follies. They scoff and speak with malice. Loftily, they threaten oppression. They set their mouths against heaven, and their tongues rage over the earth. Therefore, the people turn and praise them and find no fault in them. And they say, 'How can God know? Is there knowledge in the Most High?' Such are the wicked, always at ease. They increase in riches. All in vain I have kept my heart clean and washed my hands in innocence. For all day long I have been plagued and am punished every morning. For I had said, 'I will talk on in this way.' I would have been untrue to the circle of your children. But when I thought how to understand this, it seemed to me a wearisome task." And here's the answer. "Until I went into the sanctuary of God, there I perceived their end. Truly you set them in slippery places, and you make them fall to ruin. How they are destroyed in a moment, swept away utterly by terrors. They are like a dream when one awakes. On wakening you despise their phantoms. When my soul was embittered, when I was pricked in heart, I was stupid and ignorant. I was like a brute beast toward you. Nevertheless, I am continually with you. You hold my hand right. You guide me with your counsel, and afterwards you will receive me with honor. Whom have I in heaven but you? And there is nothing on earth that I desire other than you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Indeed, those who are far from your will perish. You put an end to those who are false to you. But for me, it is good to be near God. It is good for me to be near God. It is good for all of us to be near God, because I have made the Lord God my refuge to tell of all your works." The word of God this day for His people. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Lord, we do thank you for your word this day. We do thank you for the lament, but we also, Lord, thank you for the answer. That, Lord, we find that answer in the sanctuary of our heart and our soul. When we come into the sanctuary, a place to find comfort, to draw strength. Whether it be this place that is gathered here this morning, whether it be that place that you might have at home, whether it be that place that you might have out in creation somewhere, that place of sanctuary that draws us all close. Lord, remind us of that this day. Hold us close and allow, Lord, your grace and mercy to flow among us this day. Allow the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart, Lord, this day to be acceptable in your sight, my Lord and my Redeemer, I do pray. Amen.